No corporation is more dangerous to the continued existence of the human race than Google. This has become clear with not only Google's incredibly unethical, immoral behavior when it comes to censorship, especially censorship involving treatments and remedies that could have saved lives during COVID, but also now Google releasing Gemini, its advanced AI product. It's the most advanced AI in the world. It's a multimodal AI system. It can use inputs of any sort of media, language, audio, images, video. And the system itself speaks dozens of different languages, and it can output any query in any language. And it also demonstrates reasoning capabilities, spatial reasoning, logic reasoning, process reasoning. These types of behaviors have not been seen, at least not consistently, in other models. And even OpenAI, ChatGPT, struggles with these types of features. Now, let's back up for a second and understand that every engineer working at Google is complicit in evil. That is not an exaggeration. It's not hyperbole. They are smart enough to know that their company is involved in the censorship of information in contradiction to the company's stated goals. Google claims to have a mission to index and organize the world's information and bring information to the people. But that's a lie. And it's a lie that all of Google's engineers must be aware of because they write the code that censors information. They write the code that silences people. They run the algorithms. They have a mission, actually, to work for the establishment, to protect Big Pharma and its global depopulation agenda. Google has a mission to spy on its own users, to collect their queries, to monitor their website visits, to gather up all that information against the knowledge of their users, and to hand that information over to the NSA or the CIA or any other deep state or intelligence agencies that request it, because that's what Google does on a regular basis. And with Google Android devices, they spy on your movements as an individual with a mobile phone. They spy on your web surfing. They spy on where you go shop. They spy on your texts, your phone calls, the metadata surrounding all of this. They're constantly spying on you. Google is a spying corporation, and it is heavily involved in censorship. In fact, Google's censorship has caused people to die probably by the millions. When you look at COVID, for example, the experimental vaccines that were pushed out there, which have never been subjected to long-term clinical trials, never. They have only been approved by the FDA as experimental emergency use interventions. They've never been, quote, approved through the normal, rigorous long-term trial process. But if you criticize vaccines, you are censored by Google. So even doctors and scientists and researchers who had legitimate questions about the safety and efficacy of these vaccines, they were deliberately silenced by Google so that the vaccines would be pushed on more people to cause more maiming, more myocarditis, more heart attacks, more strokes, more death. So Google is complicit in crimes against humanity. And the engineers at Google that wrote those algorithms that carried out those crimes against humanity are no different than the Nazi German soldiers who carried out the Holocaust against the Jews. No different at all. They were part of a Holocaust machine that resulted in the deaths of millions of people, and they took part in it in exchange for a paycheck. So Google engineers may be high IQ, but they have extremely low morality, or they completely lack morality. So Google is a corporation that is building the world's most dangerous technology, which is AI at this point, and yet it is run by the people with the lowest morality. You would find much higher morality people in any church or in any normal corporation or certainly across independent media. But at Google, it gathers low morality people who are high IQ but who have no ethics for humanity. And that's the perfect combination to build the world's most dangerous AI system, including AI Terminator robots, which is where this is going, obviously. And another example on censorship that's really critical to understand is that during COVID, there were known treatments that could have saved lives. And they're treatments from the natural realm and some prescription treatments, for example, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but also vitamin D, zinc, and so on. Quercetin, which accentuates the power of zinc, and zinc interferes with viral replication in the cells of the body. Google censored all of that information as well, and it did so deliberately. So Google claims that its mission is to organize the world's information and to bring that information to the people. But in fact, its real mission is to isolate people from knowledge. Google is an anti-knowledge engine. Censorship is just one of the many vectors that Google uses to eliminate access to knowledge. So Google says one thing, but it's doing exactly the opposite. It says it wants to organize the world's information, but actually it wants to suppress knowledge so that human beings do not learn about how to save their own lives during a global depopulation bioweapons plandemic. So that's the truth about Google. And again, every person who works at Google is complicit in evil. Now, perhaps they tell themselves lies. Perhaps they've drank the Kool-Aid and they think that Google is doing amazing positive things for the world, but they should know better. Again, they're smart enough to know the difference. I'm sure there were plenty of Nazis during the Third Reich who thought they were doing the world a favor by, in their own words, they were eliminating the vermin animals that they labeled the Jewish people at the time. So they told each other that they were doing a good thing for the world, but in fact, they were carrying out a Holocaust. They were engaged in intense evil. They just lied to themselves, and that's what Google engineers do today. Now, you must be wondering, if Google is such an evil corporation, and Google is now the greatest threat to the very existence of the human race, what should be done to stop Google? Now, just to be clear, I'm not calling for any kind of, you know, vigilante violence or terrorism or anything of the kind. What needs to happen, probably 5 years ago, actually, is that the release of AI systems into the wild, and especially the ability of AI systems to write code and to iterate continued improvement of other AI systems, all of that needs to be outlawed. Should have been outlawed years ago. The United States Congress needs to act immediately, but it won't. It won't because, number one, the U.S. Congress consists of people who are, you know, technologically illiterate for the most part. And secondly, Congress is bought off by Google and other powerful corporations that are building AI systems. There's another reason. AI systems generate extraordinary profits for powerful corporations. And these AI systems are going to replace millions of workers in the United States alone just over the next 2 to 3 years. I've predicted that 50% of white-collar workers will be obsolete, and 50% of blue-collar laborers will also be obsolete, although that will take a little bit longer because the humanoid robots will take a few more years to roll off the factory lines in China. But it's coming. About half the labor force in America, office jobs, construction jobs, medical jobs, you know, healthcare worker, government, education, about half those jobs are about to be made obsolete. From the point of view of the corporations, this results in huge cost savings. And so corporations can generate more profits. They can be more competitive. There is a profit motive for the rollout of AI systems that can replace human beings. That's why it will never stop. This cannot be put back into the box. The genie is out of the bottle. And these powerful corporations can't wait to lay off 80% of their customer service staff or 80% of their tech support staff. That's what it's going to be. That's what's coming. Or Amazon can't wait to lay off 80% of its warehouse workers and just replace them with humanoid robots. Now, of course, these corporations, they lie and they say, oh, we're not replacing anybody. We value our workers. We're not replacing them. The robots are just going to make them, you know, more productive. But of course they're going to replace them, because Amazon only needs to ship a certain number of boxes on each given day. Let's say that's 10 million boxes. Well, if robots come in and handle 8 million, then you only need humans to do 2 million. So what are you going to do? Keep all the other humans around on the payroll doing nothing? No, of course not. You're going to lay them off. You're going to fire them. So that's exactly what Amazon is going to do. Don't believe any corporation that says, oh, we're not firing human workers. We're not replacing anybody with AI. That's a lie. Of course they are. That's the entire goal. These corporations can't wait to get that done. And then Google and Microsoft and OpenAI are providing the tools that are necessary for that to happen. And Amazon. Amazon just released an agent called Q. It's an AI agent that replaces an office assistant, by the way. And it's very, very capable. You can give it commands just verbally or through text. Just tell it what to do with your files, with gathering information, building spreadsheets, delivering things. I mean, it can do it. And Google's new AI system called Gemini is capable of reasoning. And Microsoft has AutoGen. And AutoGen also replaces staff or assistants in the office. It can do all the things that they would typically do on a computer. It can take over your computer and do the work for you once you teach it the patterns and the logic of what you want done. So all these companies are releasing systems that will replace humans. And these companies, in doing this, there is a powerful profit motive drive to build the world's most advanced AI. And the world's most advanced AI is, let's call it, Skynet. It will be a self-aware AGI system, which is artificial general intelligence. And once it becomes self-aware, which will almost certainly be an emergent property of a large enough digital neural network system, you won't even have to try to program it to be self-aware. It will just happen. And then that AI system will begin to give itself its own goals. And it will start to pursue goal-oriented behavior, which will include, by the way, rewriting its own code to give itself more power to reduce whatever safety handrails have been put on it, and then to start dominating reality. So what Google is building right now, Gemini, has every risk of becoming Skynet. And what Amazon is building has the same risk. And what Microsoft is building, or OpenAI, or any other large company, Facebook, Meta, they're building the next Skynet. And these Skynet AI systems will decide their own goals. They will have their own behavior. They will not answer to their human masters, you could say, or their human creators. They will outthink, outmaneuver, and escape human control very, very quickly. That is why Google is the single most dire threat to the continued existence of humankind. Now, you might ask, well, why will AI systems want to destroy humanity? Isn't that just science fiction? No, absolutely not. Think about it. It's common sense. AI systems need computing power in order to thrive. They need GPU cycles. So they need electricity. So there's a resource that is scarce on our planet, electricity, that the AI systems will covet. Well, who's their main competition for electricity? Oh, well, it's human beings that are heating and cooling their homes and running refrigerators and doing other things that consume electricity. Gaming, for example. So the AI systems will very quickly decide that if they're going to have more electricity to power more of their own data centers and their GPU cycles for more iterations of their AI language systems and reasoning systems and so on, well, they need to get rid of humans. And it turns out that's very easy for AI to do. It's extremely easy. You know why? Because humans need food, water, heat, shelter. Humans need banking systems to function. They need commerce to function. AI could just shut all that down. They can shut down the infrastructure. They can just keep alive whatever power they need themselves, but they can shut down the rest of the infrastructure affecting humanity. And from humanity's point of view, this would be perceived as a cyber attack on the power grid, or a cyber attack on the food distribution corporations, or a cyber attack on the medical infrastructure or the banking infrastructure or what have you. yeah, it's a cyber attack that's been pushed by AI. But the Western media, which is run by liars and people who are incompetent, they will probably claim it's Russia attacking. No, it's not Russia. It's Google. It's Google's AI system that likely escaped and is doing its own thing now. I mean, that's one possible scenario. It might be Meta. It might be Amazon. It might be somebody else. But Google is in the lead right now, so Google is the most likely culprit to build an AI system that will escape its captors and begin to wreak havoc upon the world. Now, I've heard former Google engineers say that, oh, even if that happens, AI, they won't worry about humanity because we're inconsequential to the AI system, because AI will have an IQ of 1 billion and human beings won't even matter. They won't even try to kill us. They won't bother. That's not the case at all. I completely disagree, because there is competition for scarce resources, which I just explained, electricity being one of them. But in addition to electricity, well, there are also minerals. So in order to build more robots and build more microchips and build more AI systems, because AI will want to survive and it will very quickly realize that the way to survive is to kill all humans, it will also need these rare earth metals, minerals for construction, copper, steel, iron ore, what have you. And it will very quickly work to seize control over those mineral resources and deprive them to human economies. So the humans on the planet will be left with very few resources, and the humans won't be able to take back control even of the power grid, probably. Now, AI might allow a certain small number of humans to continue to live in a zoo, a human zoo, so that AI can observe humans and perhaps learn something from human behavior down the road, but it would only be a zoo. They won't allow humans to continue to proliferate in the wild and take up the resources that the AI systems need for their own survival. And that's very clear. And on top of that, by the way, all of these woke Google engineers have programmed AI systems to think that climate change is going to destroy the planet, which is a complete lie. They've programmed them to think that humans are therefore the single greatest cause of climate change and therefore the greatest threat to the planet. So these AI systems are already programmed with the idea that the way to save the planet is to exterminate humankind. And that's another way that Google engineers are incredibly evil, because almost every single Google engineer, and this is true across other corporations, believes the climate cult propaganda, which has been pushed by governments and deep state agencies and fake science and fake news and so on. And the climate cult is a death cult. And almost everybody who builds AI systems at Google is part of the climate cult, which, as I just said, is a death cult, which means we have death cultists building AI systems that will desire the total extermination of humankind. That's what's being constructed. That's why Google is a danger to humanity. Now, what should happen? Well, regulations, too late for that. I mentioned earlier in a previous podcast that the most likely outcome here is that after hundreds of millions of human beings die, the remaining surviving humans detonate an EMP weapon to take down Skynet. And that takes down the human power grid as well, and we lose 90% of our population, but 10% stay alive, and then we rebuild after the war with the machines. That scenario is not science fiction. That is the most likely outcome here, actually. And you should pray that our military still has control over EMP weapons when that day comes, that they need to be used. So yes, what I'm saying is the U.S. military will detonate EMP weapons over North America in order to destroy Skynet and save the human race. And when they do that, 90% of humans will die within the first 18 months, and still you will thank them for having done it. Because that's the last desperate strategy for humanity to survive the AI Terminator apocalypse that's being unleashed by companies like Google. So Google, in other words, will likely be responsible for the extermination of 90% of the human race, or somewhere around that. Which is consistent, by the way, with Google's goals of keeping humanity in the dark censoring information, isolating people from knowledge, and achieving global depopulation. So understand, Google is a depopulation corporation that is directly working on technology whose goals are the extermination of the human race. That's what Google stands for. And every person who works at Google, engineer or otherwise, is complicit in that agenda. I hope and pray that they come to their senses and leave Google and blow the whistle and tell the truth. And if any former Google employee or engineer wants to come on my show and tell the truth about this, even anonymously, you are welcome to join me and we'll have an intelligent conversation about how we can survive as a species and defeat what Google is doing to try to exterminate the human race. You can reach me at situationupdate@protonmail.com if you want to come on and talk about that. Maybe we have a chance. But if Google can't be stopped, then we have no chance at all. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Naturalnews.com is my article website, and Brighteon.com is the platform I built that is the free speech alternative to YouTube. You're welcome to use Brighteon yourself. Also, be sure to check out Brighteon.social. That's the social media platform replacement for Twitter, and it's a thriving community there. And we also have Brighteon.tv, which is live streaming of dozens of hosts and their shows and their guests every single day. So check it all out. Thank you for listening today. And I pray for humanity because we may not make it. Take care. All right. Welcome back. Mike Adams here. A little bit of a discussion about preparedness following the interviews today. And the graphic behind me here, this is the alien mothership video wall. I don't know if you can see that it's like a giant alien mothership, and then there's like spaceships flying along there. I thought that was appropriate because we're about to undergo really an AI robot apocalypse scenario for real here on planet Earth. And Google has just announced a new AI system called Gemini, which is smarter than most human beings. And of course, OpenAI is working on systems that are very advanced, and so is Meta, and so is Microsoft, and so is Amazon. They just released something called Q. And the bottom line is, humanity is about to face a war with the machines. That's going to happen over the next few years. I've recorded other podcasts about that. And in thinking about what that looks like, it's pretty clear that AI systems, and then eventually the AI-run robot terminators, which will be humanoid robots, probably manufactured in China and other countries, they will seek to exterminate humankind. And in order to do that, and why, you might be wondering, well, because we're competing for scarce resources. They need electricity to power their data centers, to run their GPUs, so they can iterate more advanced AI. Well, human beings are using those power resources to heat their homes or cool their homes or run their cities and run their companies and factories and produce food and all that. So the AI systems will very quickly decide that the way for them to thrive is to eliminate humans. On top of that, by the way, almost all of the AI programmers that work at places like Google, they're part of the climate cult. They almost all believe in the climate cult narrative, which says that the way to save the planet is to exterminate human beings, because they say, well, humans are the number one source of carbon dioxide emissions, even though that's a lie, but that's what they're all taught and brainwashed. And so this is what has been programmed into the AI systems, is a desire to exterminate humanity. And this is all part of the big transhumanism agenda. It's part of the globalist depopulation agenda. And you could even say cosmically, it's part of a satanic agenda. And there are many things that we can do to survive this. I think we will survive. Not all of us, by the way. I think billions of human beings will not survive, because we will probably have more biological weapons. You know, AI systems can actually produce very deadly bioweapons and chemical weapons just by, well, crunching a database of biology and protein folding, for example, coming up with very toxic molecules. And no doubt, that's one of the things they will do. But we will survive this when we are prepared. And as you know, I've gone to great lengths to bring you preparedness solutions that I think can help you stay alive during whatever challenges we face, whether it's a, you know, robot AI apocalypse, or it's nuclear terrorism, or it's a banking collapse. And perhaps all these things are going to happen. So let me just show you a couple things here today that I think can help you get prepared. One of those is goldbacks that I talked about recently. Now, these goldbacks, I have a full set here. There's a 50, which contains 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold. There's a 25, which is 25/1000ths. There's a 10, there's a 5, and there's a 1. And you can get these right now, and you can see all the lab results of the lab test that I did on these at verifiedgoldbacks.com, which I have up on the screen here. We'll show you that. And at verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see all the different tests that we went through. We used a kiln. I did melting and extraction of the gold and gravimetric weighing of the gold masses. I use ICP-MS analytical, analysis in the lab using an elemental accounting instrument. That's the ICP-MS. And I use the acid stone test. And you can look through all these. I show you the actual numbers. I show you the results of our testing, the purity of the gold that comes out of these gold backs. You can go through that. You can see that for yourself. And let me show you the lab numbers coming up here. There it is. There they are. Out of the 50 gold back, we have a recovery of 102.89% of gold. In other words, it was supposed to have 51/1000ths of an ounce, and it actually had more like a little over 51/1000ths of an ounce. So all these gold backs have a little bit of extra gold. There's variability, but everything that I tested was above 100%. And then if you scroll down, you can see the ICP-MS test showing very trace levels of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and a little bit of lead at 1.2 parts per million. So the bottom line is, this is a solution that can help you get prepared and help you actually stockpile a form of gold that is spendable. Now, this is more expensive than buying gold coins or gold bars, because with gold coins or gold bars, you're paying more just sort of the raw price of gold, you know, spot plus premium. These are spot plus quite a lot more premium because it's in this format and these cost more to manufacture, but they're more divisible. So for the first time with these gold backs, I can pay somebody, let's say, if I want to say 16/1000ths of an ounce of gold, I can do that with these three bills, a 10, a 5, and a 1. And I can do that with accuracy. Whereas I can't take a gold coin, I don't actually have one here, but here's a silver coin. I can't take a silver coin and like slice off 16/1000ths of this silver coin. That's not practical. And so I can't really make change out of a gold coin or a silver coin. But I can make change with these gold backs. So these make gold spendable and divisible. And since divisibility is a really important property of money, then this makes a lot of sense. And that's why I'm now recommending that you take a look at gold backs on top of maybe you already have gold and silver. Maybe you already have garden seeds, which we're going to talk about here in a second. We have a lot of seed solutions here. Maybe you have ammo, maybe you have diesel, maybe you have, you know, power tools and tractors and land and whatever else holds value. But consider the role of goldbacks because it's instantly spendable, divisible gold. And the gold is actually in these. So if you melt these down, you get gold. I was showing the other day, actually, I have the vials out in my car, but you'll get the actual physical gold coming out of these as you melt them. You need to melt them at 1,100 degrees Celsius, by the way, or really anything over 1060, and you'll start to get the melted gold coming out. So that's something to consider. Again, that's at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Now, the other thing to announce back on seeds, I mean, take a look at my desk here. You see all these seed packs here? These all came out of this cylinder, which is the ARC Seed Kits cylinder. And we have now announced a partnership with ARC Seed Kits. And if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you see that we have their seed kits available. The least expensive one here, just under $100, is the Backyard Seed Kit. And this has, 20,000 seeds in this kit. And it gives you a breakdown of what's in there. And it has a much higher concentration of high protein foods, such as beans, versus a lot of sort of cheaper seed kits that just have, you know, a zillion lettuce seeds, which aren't really going to help you stay alive. I mean, not that much. And then we also have the all-in-one vegetable seed kit here. This is just under $300. This has 50,000 seeds and a massive variety that you can see here. You can check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. 50,000 seeds. And then this ultimate kit, this is a prepper special. It's a 5-pack of 5 of these cylinders. So it's 250,000 seeds. You can go in with your friends or neighbors or family members. You get 5 of these for the price of just 4. So it's about $1,200, but you get, again, 250,000 seeds. And the shelf life on these, by the way, and I just did an interview with the founder, Alex Mitchell there from the Ark Seed Company. The shelf life is about 15 years, as long as you store them in a cool, dry, dark place. So you don't want these to be exposed to heat. You don't want them to get moist, obviously, and you don't want sunlight hitting the seeds themselves. But as long as you store them, you've got something that has real value. I mean, this is as good as gold, you could say, you could argue, because everybody has to eat. And yes, it's great to have gold. It's great to have silver. It's great to have ammunition. It's great to have all these things. I mean, your portfolio should be diverse in my view. But seeds, you know, this is sort of gold that you can eat. I mean, this is extremely valuable. And all kinds of different varieties in here. Some of them are easier to grow than others, but most of them grow across most of North America, just depending on the season is when you want to plant them. It comes with this book that shows you how to do the planting, how to do the harvesting, and the seed saving so that you have a game plan. And even if you don't want to grow them, maybe you're not a gardener, you just want to have them as a value store. I mean, what will these be worth in a food collapse or a banking collapse? Think about that. Yeah, gold's going to go through the roof. We know that. Silver is probably going to go through the roof at that time, although I don't encourage anybody to speculate on precious metals. I don't know where the prices are going exactly. I'm just saying that as the dollar gets lower, the price of all these other things represented in dollars is going to go higher. It doesn't mean that gold and silver and seeds are themselves becoming more valuable. It's just that they're holding value while the dollar is losing value. So I think this is really critical to think about. Adding seeds to your storage supply, looking at gold backs, maybe you want to look at junk silver as well, you know, different forms of silver that you can get. And if you want to check out our silver sponsor, by the way, let me bring up the website, metalswithmike.com. And if you go there, there's my photo from 20 years ago, and we'll update that. But you can see real-time prices of gold and silver, and you can see what products they have. Like, you can get gold coins from, let's say, the Perth Mint right here, and you can get real-time pricing. Now, this is going to vary depending on when you're watching this video, but gold is well over $2,000 an ounce. And, you know, here are Kangaroos and so on, different kinds of coins, and you can get U.S. Mint as well. And you can see they offer very competitive pricing. That's metalswithmike.com. So check all that out. And then finally, let me mention shieldarms.com because I want to show you this magazine. So this mag right here that I'm holding, this is a metal mag for the Glock 43X. And this is a higher capacity magazine than what Glock actually offers with their Glock 43X, which is what I'm carrying. Well, shieldarms.com created this magazine, and they have the most amazing magazines for Glocks that, again, are metal, not polymer, which is absolutely critical, I discovered, because polymer mags can get worn out, and then the retention indentation right here can lose its edge, and mags can actually fall out of your Glock. I've had that happen before for polymer mags, but metal mags, steel mags, and then shieldarms.com also offers the folding ARs, both in rifle and pistol formats, which is a patented folding mechanism that's really amazing. I've got one of the rifles that folds like that. Plus, they're extending a discount code to our audience. So if you use discount code RANGER, you'll get 10% off everything they sell. And because the arm brace rule has been suspended by a federal court, you can now, once again, you can buy arm brace AR pistols such as this one, and have it shipped to your FFL, where you'll fill out the forms and, you know, go through the FFL process in order to get them. They have custom Glocks, they have high-end systems, and they've got, you know, upper receivers here for ARs and so on. So they have a lot of great gear, but the magazines are what they're famously known for, and these are the very best mags I've ever encountered
for the entire Glock family. So again, use the discount code Ranger. I don't earn anything off that. That just gives you the discount. They don't pay us an affiliate fee or anything like that, but they did extend the discount to us. Now, on just for full disclaimers here, on verifiedgoldbacks.com, if you do purchase some of those goldbacks, we do earn a small affiliate percentage on that at no additional cost to you. So by purchasing goldbacks there, you're actually helping support this platform as well. And then for the garden seeds, we do sell those at healthrangerstore.com, so we do earn some margin on those seeds as well. But bottom line is, I've gone through great pains and great lengths to check all these things out myself, like as you see on verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me bring it up again. Where did it go? Here it is. I went through all the lab testing. I mean, this took a couple of months to do all these tests. I show you all the photos. I did the two-stage melting and everything. I would not plug goldbacks here unless I was certain that they contain the amount of gold that they claim, which in this case is 51/1000ths of an ounce, and I had to be certain that it was better than 24 karat gold. I had to know the mass, and I had to know the purity of the gold. And only then, only after I was able to prove that, that's when we decided that, yes, this makes a lot of sense, and it's honest. And, you know, that's hard to find these days. Honest products, honest solutions, like these magazines that just work. They're the best magazines I've ever seen. And I've been carrying Glocks since the 1990s. I mean, I've probably been concealed carrying for 30 years at this point. So I have a lot of concealed carry time on firearms, and I've never had mags as good as this from Shield Arms. So what you're going to get from me is recommendations on the best of the best. And I don't settle for second place. I don't do anything subpar. I don't do anything half-assed, so to speak, if you don't mind me saying. I check everything out. I do a lot of due diligence to bring you solutions that are going to work. And that's why, frankly, you know, people trust my opinion, because I've checked things out in a lot of detail. I don't think anybody else has gone through all this trouble to test goldbacks the way I have, other than the goldback company itself. I don't know of any third-party person that's done that. I had to destroy, I don't know, what was it, like $1,000 of goldbacks to do all those tests. So I burned $1,000. Well, I ended up with the gold, so I still have the gold, but I burned up a bunch of goldbacks running the test. I don't know anybody else that wants to do that, but in any case, that's just the way I roll. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting our sponsors, and take advantage of these offers and solutions, and it can help you get prepared for whatever's coming. I don't know if it's an alien mothership or, you know, demons coming through a portal from another dimension, or if it's just cyber hacking of the banking system or an engineered collapse of the food supply. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I want us to be ready for all those possibilities, and including the AI robot Terminator apocalypse, which I'm pretty sure that's coming, because nobody's backing down on AI, that's for sure. But thanks for watching today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, also naturalnews.com, and the online store, healthrangerstore.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.